Hi, it's Angel. I wanted to read something to you. To love life, to love it even when you have no stomach for it, and everything you've held dear crumbles like burnt paper in your hands, your throat filled with the silt of it. When grief sits with you, its tropical heat thickening the air, heavy as water, more fit for gills than lungs. When grief weights you, like your own flesh, only more of it, an obesity of grief. You think, how can a body withstand this? Then you hold life by the face, like a face, between your palms, a plain face, no charming smile, no violet eyes, and you say, yes, I will take you, I will love you again. That's by Ellen Bass. I really, really like that passage. I like the thought of living, of loving my life, even though there are moments I wish didn't happen. And we all have lots of them, some more than others. And I know some people just, aren't happy with their life. And I know it's hard. I know some days it just seems pointless to get out of bed. I know dealing with that one person or that group of people or that one problem just makes you sick to your stomach. It angers you, it frustrates you, it annoys you. I know if you could just get past that, things would be easier. If you could just not have to deal with it, things would be so much better. But I've always found if I take the hard things, the shitty things, and just tell myself there's something I need to learn from this. There's something I need to take away from this. There's something that I haven't experienced yet that I need to through this horrible, crappy thing I need to do. That makes it a little easier for me. And maybe that's naive to look at it that way, but it does help. I wake up every day and just, I want to be the best person I can be and learn from my mistakes and not make the same mistakes twice. And some days are hard and you go through these cycles in your life where you're like, is anything gonna get better? We all have that. Everyone has it just on a different level. And it's totally okay to feel that way. It's okay to just not want to deal with people sometimes. It's okay not to want to deal with emotions sometimes. And it's also okay to just sit and be angry, to sit and be sad, to sit and worry for a little bit. It's okay to do those things. It's okay to feel those feelings. You absolutely are allowed. They're yours to feel, and you don't have to explain them to anyone. You don't have to explain why you feel a certain way. But don't let that negativity take over. Don't let it sit there and take over. And life is meant to be loved. And I really want you to love your life. I really want you to be happy with your life. And you're never going to be happy. We're never going to be happy with every single aspect of life. Never, because there's just shitty parts of life. There just are. But if you can find a couple things about life that just make you smile, that's what it's about. That's what you need to focus on. So What else do I have? I have notes here. I was reading, and then I go off on tangents like that. The other thing I wanted to read you is, daydream. Daydream because you can't accomplish what you've never fully imagined. And that's by Rochelle E. Goodrich. And I'm a huge daydreamer. And I want to tell you to do it. Don't be afraid to dream big and beautiful dreams. Because we can never figure out what we really want if we don't get lost in the things that make us happy. You know, so many people are afraid to get their hopes up because something that they really want to happen doesn't happen. But it's never going to happen if you don't think about it, if you don't plan it out in your head, if you don't figure out how you're going to react in certain situations. And I daydream far more than is probably healthy. I get lost in them all the time. But, and it's not a way to turn off reality. It just makes me happy. So I totally encourage you to daydream. Think about what you want. Think about what you want to accomplish. Think about, what do you want to do? Who do you want to do it with? You know, what new experiences do you want in your life? So, yeah, I just really wanted to encourage you guys today to really be happy with your life. I really, 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 really just want you guys to be in love with your life. That's super cheesy, I know, but I do mean it. So. But, alright everyone, I haven't made a pillow talk in a little while, so I thought that I would just share some thoughts. So, I hope you're all wonderful, and I will talk to you all very soon.